Street being Lot A22 within Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park. A variance for separation requirements between units in a mobile home park. Name and address.
Elaine Fanning, 21769 A Street, Rehoboth Beach.
Phil Clark, address is 26771 Anthony Mill Road, Denton, Maryland.
Swear you both in. You swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct best knowledge?
Yes.
Yes.
Just go right in.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you explain to the board the request for this variance between these two units and how this came about?
When the building application was applied for, there was an error made in the building department, and they noted that the distance between units should be 10 feet, and they had used an incorrect address on the permit.
So you're saying it was issued on the wrong property then?
Yes, it was.
Your permit was?
Yes, I was the person that obtained the permit.
Okay.
And
It said how many, 10 feet you're saying on that permit between units?
Well, it gave the proper setbacks of the property, but this is in an existing park, and it wasn't filled out totally, and we didn't have that setback. I have all the papers with me.
You have a copy of the permit with you?
I have the original, yes, sir.
Original, would you?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is, the property in question here is in Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park.
Uh-huh.
The permit was taken out for Pines of Long Neck, which is off of 24.
Mm-hmm.
And the setbacks were given for what would be correct for Pines of Long Neck.
Okay.
So it was issued for Pines of Long Neck, not for Rehoboth Bay.
All right.
Got a copy?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say.
Yes, sir.
I have had a meeting with Mr. Eddie Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And we went over all this, and he said that someone was going to speak in our behalf tonight from the offices to let you all know that it was done incorrectly here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right. we don't feel.
Yeah, it was, okay. You had the wrong setbacks, but it was for
Pines
of Long Neck.
Pines of Long Neck. Okay.
I don't need that. And what it is, no one caught it.
At the time of position.
Right.
And then they went after
well,
the CO.
Well, all the way through, no one caught it.
Okay.
Until after it was built.
Okay.
What had happened, Mr. Chairman,
mm-hmm.
is Mrs. Fanning at that point owned two properties. I gave the clerk a property locator paper that gave her a correct address. The person that did the original paperwork found her original property address,
mm-hmm.
and wrote that in there. And many times when we receive our paperwork, you can't even read the top portion, but they say to you, sign this and put your phone number down. And then on the permit, the address is not even on here. It's just in the tax and parcel number.
Okay.
So I understand the confusion, but you know, the proper address was given when I obtained it.
All right. Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Could I add one thing? I have a plat of the property, and 90% of the deck is 20 feet from the next door house.
Mm-hmm.
The only part that is 16.2 feet is the steps, the corner where the steps are.
Yeah, just this one right here.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, it is 20 feet from the unit.
Between the unit?
Yes, it is 20 feet between the unit. It's just
that's
because
just
they have a bigger landing.
Mm-hmm. Than what?
Than the old, on the other home is the landing and steps is what causes it to be less than 20 feet.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one question. The previous dwelling that was there, did it have a deck or a step out that side?
There was no dwelling. I put in a brand new home. It was an empty lot.
So with that, you met the 20-foot setback between units with the old unit?
Pardon me?
With the old unit, you met the 20-foot setback?
His question was, you had an old unit on there? Or this is a brand new one put on this lot?
When I put my unit on, it was an empty lot.
Oh, it was empty?
It was empty, and I put a 14-by-70 mobile.
I think his question was, but without the deck, you met the 20 feet in between the units. The only thing is why you come up is because you put the deck on.
Yes, sir.
That's.
But even with the deck, it meets the 20 feet except for the back 4 feet, which is 16.2 feet from the steps of the next door house.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Mills. Okay, there being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I see where it's unique in that it's not actually the units themselves, but the decks that are causing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think granting the variance would enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. Don't see where it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance request to afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9546.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9546. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Calloway.
Yes, sir.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Since this was no fault of Mrs. Fanning's,
uh-huh.
Would she be due a refund for this hearing since the way it came about?
Well, I think she'd have to come in anyway for a hearing. Would that be correct?
No, everything else was corrected.
Everything else was corrected?
Yes, everything else was corrected and moved.
She's suggesting that it could have been built had you known.
Yes, if we would have had all the numbers on the original paperwork,
original.
We would have done the right thing.
Mr. Burrow?
It's up to you guys.
Members?
I have a problem with
it. Mr. McGabe? You have a problem?
I'll make the motion to refund the application fee.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we refund the application fee of $400 to Mrs. Fanning. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your application fee will be refunded.
Thank you very
the
much.
The office, you get with them tomorrow and they'll.
Thank you very much.
Yes, okay. Indeed.
Thank you.
Yes.
Case number.